Goodbye, July. Trump dodged a bullet. His ear is fine. Biden's out. We're down to one old guy. Speaking of old guys, Newhart died. Who's the geek at CrowdStrike? Who canceled my Delta flight? No open seating at Southwest Airlines. Stoop with a torch. No weed in sight. Did the Olympics mock Jesus Christ? And cat ladies want to scratch out J.D. Vance's eyes. So goodbye, except to the Olympics on day and night. I'm getting French fried. Goodbye, July.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Morning, sunshine.
Don't call me that.
What shall I call you?
El Grande Avocado.
You're an avocado now.
That's true, but you're missing the point.
What's your point?
What's your point?
Not only is it
Wednesday.
Not only is it
Hump Day.
It just so happens.
It just so happens
that today is
today is
today is
National Avocado Day.
And don't you forget it.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now for
Avocados from Mexico.
Yeah, that too. Oh, dang it. We lost our music whenever we pressed that button. I didn't know that would happen. All right, fine. We'll just switch to this music then. Hi there. It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa device.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's very, very easy. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can find that on the Alexa device, and it's even easier to listen. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA. You got to add VA to the end of it. You can search that on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link right there to the podcast. And you can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live, either live when we do it or in purple patootie on down until, you know, Facebook phases it. I think our videos are always up on Facebook in the video section, so you can go back through and you can watch them from years and years ago, or you can just listen to the podcast at your leisure, and you can watch it live when it's happening live. So what we do is we do this live show, and we repack each of the segments, and that goes into the full-length podcast, and you can watch individual segments on the Facebook Live. Does that make sense? Was that pretty concise? I mean, it took us almost 3 minutes to explain it, but you know, I feel it incumbent upon myself to explain, Lucy, to the folks that might just first be tuning in for the very, very first time, to let them know all the places that they can find the show. And even the folks that are watching it on Facebook, because it pops up and you're following us, and that's really, really cool. Maybe you're a new viewer. and didn't realize that we do a live show with actual music on Radio 434. Just like we did on KHF years ago. We never stopped. It's been that way in forever and ever and ever. Years and years and years. Anyway, hi there. Happy Hump Day. I am really, really happy that you could join us on the program today. Of course, we're going to get smart. We've got five random facts. That's coming up. And we're going to get dumb. We've got stupid criminals. But in betweens, we've got news and not headline news and all that kind of stuff. And then I've got the top acronyms that we've Googled. Okay, and if you want to be hip, all right, or if one of your hipper friends texts you or messages you something, okay, and maybe they use a short acronym, you know, YOLO, for instance, peaked in 2012. Okay, FOMO peaked in 2019. Right, so, but there's a whole bunch of acronyms that I don't know what people are talking. I don't know what you're saying. Okay, I'm 57 years old. So I Google these things. Well, these are the top acronyms that we've Googled. And then we'll go back through the years, back to, I guess, 2009, back when the thing started. I don't know. But anyway, we'll do that. And then our top list today is the top acronyms we're using in 2024. Okay, that seems easy enough. I'm going to save that one for last. All right, so that and so much more on the Mike Show, Hump Day edition. So darned happy again that you're here. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hi, I'm Xander. Here's the Gen Z acronym of the day. BSITC, which stands for, but since it's a TikTok challenge. Here, I'll use it in a sentence. Drinking kerosene and then using a match to burp a flame may seem unwise. BSITC. But since it's a TikTok challenge, it's totally worth facial disfigurement. And that's the Gen Z acronym of the day.
Oh, you kids. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, acronyms. I'm about on LOL. That's where I'm... That's what I remember. That's where I'm at. That's about it. But, you know, again, I'm 57. So if somebody texted you LWKY, would you know what it meant? Google says searches for it have hit an all-time high this year. So chances are, and especially if you're, you know, in and around my age, you might not know what that means. And they're not actually initials. It stands for... Anyone? Yes, low key. All right, you get a you get a gold star. So it's just one more phrase that Gen Z has opted to redefine. It used to mean quiet or simple, like we're keeping it low key and only inviting 10 people. Now it means a guilty pleasure or something you're embarrassed about. Really? So the definition has changed too. Good Lord. Like, don't tell anyone, but I low-key love Nickelback. Google went back through 15 years of data and looked at the year searches for every different acronym that peaked during that particular year. So when they took off and we started using them, it's you know, which ones peaked in their Google searches. All right, let's see how many can you guess? I mean, we're not going to start with 2024. We've already done that, actually. How about, well, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it from the bottom up. You're right, because we did start with 2024, so we're going to start with the bottom up. This is the way I like to do it. 2024, 2023. Where's 2023? Here it is. BFFR. Be effing real. You're right. 2022. It was IYKYK. If you know, you know. Right. Okay. Now, 143. What was that? Just texting the number? Was something people with pagers used to send to their crush. All right. Yeah, there's a song about it too. 143. In 2021, 1437, short for I Love You Forever. Oh, okay. It has the I has one letter, love has four, you has three. Oh, I get it. And forever has seven. Now I get it. Okay. 2020. Yeah, you would think it would have been something about the pandemonium, but it isn't. The most searched on the Google was FYP, for your page, as in the for you page, the for you tab on TikTok. Oh, okay. I don't use TikTok, so you see this is like a monkey trying to describe football, okay, to another monkey, right? You do understand this. FOMO. I know that one. That was 2019. That's fear of missing out. 2018. Is this the only year that this hit the list? WTF? and people should already... I mean, I know that one. TFW. That feeling when? Okay. All right. 2016. This was the peak searches for this one. 2016, WYD. Oh, what you doing? Okay. 2015, TBH. To be honest, okay. 2014, THOT. Okay, it's got to be something about hot, right? No? Oh, it's a mean one about women. That hoe over the... Oh, okay. All right. 2013, OOTW. Outfit of the day. Okay. YOLO. You only live once. That's 2012. SMH, shaking my head. 2010. Did they have these in 2010? FTW, for the win. And then and 2009... FML is short for F My Life. All right. So with all that, now you know. What are the most Googled acronyms, or one of the acronyms that we're using the most in 2024? Okay. Well, that's our top list today, because we learned that LWKY is short for low key. But don't expect it to top the list for, you know, for long, considering how many other ones Gen Z and other Americans are using this year. Explore some of them with today's list. It's our top list today. Top acronyms we're using in 2024. Okay, that makes sense. All right, here we go. Number one, WWTD. What would Taylor do? Yep. Okay. IJSADIAC. IJSADIAC. I just saw a D-bag in a cyber truck. Okay. ITMUIAH. ITMUIAH. I think my Uber is Army Hammer. TOCFLAAT. TOCFLATT. This is an Olympic one. This opening ceremony feels like an acid trip, right? Okay. I should be using this one. WHTRL. What happened to Red Lobster? EMSW. Elon Musk said what? WWBJF. BJFD. Say that again. WWBJFD. When will Ben and J-Lo finally divorce? Oh, okay. This one is a Boeing reference. MADJFO. MADJFO. My airplane door just flew off. And LWKY is the most Googled acronym. I think this one might be the next one. IWTSOTT. IWTSOTT. I want to spit on that thing. There we go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Wednesday. Coming up, we have news, and we have not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Torrential rains caused flooding at Dolly Parton's theme park, Dollywood. People rushed to seek shelter under Dolly's chest. Guitar Center employees in Georgia found thousands of dollars of drugs stuffed inside a guitar amp.
Right, that's where I left it,
said Keith Richards. Nick Mason wants to use AI to make new Pink Floyd music. Can't be any worse than what Pink Floyd's been doing since Roger Waters left. And Krispy Kreme is selling donuts for a dollar to celebrate the athleticism of the Olympics. Which is like selling vodka shots to celebrate sobriety. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. This is the Wednesday edition of the program. So, there are so many scams out there. People get scam emails. I get scam texts all the time. There's one out there where they text you as if you owe a toll. You know how we're doing the automated tolls now, and they basically just take a picture of your license plate, And then, you know, so if you go through, you know, bridges or tunnels or whatever, heading down to the beach or whatever, you know, they just snap a pic of your license plate, and then you get a bill in the mail, and you have to pay it. Well, they're texting now, not the real legit toll people, but scammers are texting people now, telling them that that you need to that you have a toll, an unpaid toll, and you need to click here right now to avoid a $50 late fee, and click here to pay your toll. Well, guess what? Number one, it's fake. Okay? So number one, it's fake. Okay? Number two, whatever the toll is, whether it's like $20 or something like that, that's not all they're going to take out of your account. Okay? So if you fall for this scam and you click on the link and you put all your information in there, guess what? They're going to take everything that's in your account. So, yeah, if you have $5,998 in your account, they're going to take it all, okay? So don't fall for that scam. The toll people are not going to text you and ask you to pay the toll. Well, anyway, so this lady, she saw this in her spam folder, okay? It was an email that went into her spam folder. And you know, I'm kind of looking at what's in my spam folder right now. Let me see. Folders. Spam, junk. What do we got? It's just a bunch of banner buzz and this and that. It's like it's advertisements. Well, anyway, so unless you just delete the whole thing, your spam folder probably has thousands of newsletters that nobody reads, marketing junk, a lot of phishing scams, right? Well, this 54-year-old woman in Michigan was going through her spam folder earlier this month and found a strange email saying that she had won a lottery prize of $207,199. Seems like it would be an obvious trap, right? You'd look at that and you'd just go, eh, delete. Somehow it wasn't. Turns out the woman was, she had been earning big cash second chance drawing entries by playing certain online lottery games. The prize was legit. She said, I didn't know that I was earning entries, so I was confused when I came across the email from the Michigan Lottery in my spam folder that said I'd won. After looking into it, she said, quote, I'd figured it was real. This win was so exciting and couldn't have come at a better time. And even this quote sounds like a scam, right? Like she's not really legit. Anyway, she added that she plans to use her winnings to pay bills and invest, you know, pay off that Nigerian prince. So, you know, all that. Anyway. Who is the greatest Olympian of all time? The country voted, and the winner? Not sure. He or she got 33% of the vote. A little further down the list, Caitlyn Jenner, 3%. Jesse Owens came in third, 9% of the vote. Simone Biles finished a close second at 16% of the vote, and swimmer Michael Phelps with 19% of the vote. In another poll, 40% of Americans say they watch both team and individual sports equally, while 14% prefer individual, 10% like team sports, but 30% prefer neither. Anyway, it is the Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get smart with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Nerdy Team USA icon Steven Nedorosic isn't just a legend on the pummel horse. He also can solve a Rubik's Cube in 8.664 seconds. It's his personal best, according to his TikTok bio. Earlier this year, he posted a video of him doing it in 9.7 seconds. Number two, when the word girl started being used in the 1300s, girl, it just meant a child, either male or female. It didn't specifically refer to a female until the 1400s. Number three, Rhode Island is 93 times smaller than Wyoming, but has nearly twice the population. Number four, during the Vietnam War, super glue was used to seal up wounds on the battlefield. And number five, the little button on top of the baseball cap is called a squatchy. A squatchy. And those are your five random facts. That's going to be the name of today's episode. Squatchy. All right. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It is the Wednesday edition of The Mike Show.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. Also, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, speaking of Olympics, who has got the most gold medals in the Olympics so far? Let's do the count. Even better, let's do the heavy medal count. Huh?
Welcome to the 2024 Paris Summer Games.
Heavy medal count.
Japan, 7 gold medals. China, 6 gold medals. Australia, 6 gold medals.
USA, 4 gold medals.
Yeah. Oh, did you know? We actually have a correspondent at the Olympics. Yeah, reporting live for us. Here, let's check in with him now. It's Pierre DeLonge.
Oui, oui, bonjour. It is me, French male model Pierre DeLonge. Again, at the cafe, having a petite cup of coffee. Unlike the oversized coffees you Americans like to order, grande. But call it what it is, you stupid Americans. Like you, it's really large. Just a suggestion. Try a smaller cup. No? Oh, and by the way, congratulations to your women's gymnastics team taking the gold. No surprise, one of them was given a French name. The Biles girl. Simone? Oh, oui. Until next time, I am French male model Pierre DeLonge. Au revoir.
Au revoir. There he goes. Let's see. How about this? Let's go to viral videos. A guy named Landon Purifoy was going viral for his musical trick shots. He uses ping pong balls with pots and pans to create different notes. A twinkle, twinkle little star one he did last month has racked up over 40 million views. Here's a quick clip of that. Okay, so what's he using? He's using ping pong balls with pots and pans. Oh, interesting. Okay, get ready for some timing here. A Tesla superfan walked onto a Cybertruck's windshield, to show how unbreakable it is. And you guessed it.
You're driving the Cybertruck, the best truck ever. Y'all hate on this truck. What do you got to do? You obviously have to get up and walk over it because this thing was built to last. So I'm literally walking on this thing right now. We're going 240 pounds.
Yeah, the windshield's getting cracked. He continued like nothing happened and kept bragging about the vehicle, but you can clearly see it's cracked. Let's see. Should we save this? Let's save this. We're gonna go back to Olympics? Yeah. Okay. It was a record-setting day for Simone Biles yesterday at the Paris Olympics. She and her team also got the USA back on top of the podium.
Simone will officially pass Shannon Miller for the most United States Olympic medals.
Yeah, it's official!
Golden again!
Team USA wins team finals at the Olympic Games.
They've done it. The USA and Simone Biles, that gold medal. Now that's a comeback.
All right. With their gold medals around their necks, here are all five of the U.S. women's gymnastic team after their stellar performance yesterday.
We showed them that we can do it with the proper training, mentally and physically. Yeah, we did it.
This is a medal of hard work and dedication, and this redemption tour was definitely golden, I can say.
We picked each other up, lifted each other up when we needed it, so it just felt amazing to be back out here, and this medal is absolutely insane. I literally cannot stop smiling, but yeah, it was so fun, and I'm so happy right now.
This means everything to me. I'm super lucky to be a part of this team, and we all worked so hard, and I'm just so proud of everyone who gave it their all today.
We've all worked so hard for this. I'm just so happy to be here, and the experience was so amazing competing, so I'm very excited and can't wait to do more.
All right. Leave it to people on social media to be way off from what something actually is. Here's Snoop Dogg explaining his new goat necklace. After he heard some people were saying that it had something to do with Satan.
I don't know what y'all thought this was, but this is the goat. I had this made because somebody told me I was the goat, so I wanted to make me a goat chain. I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the goat. Greatest of all time. Gold. Goat. Dog is the goat. Representing peace and love.
All right, Snoop Goat. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's here's comedian Nick Cobb on something that wastes all of our time while on the computer. Here, listen.
All day on the computer. I hate the computer. Anybody else here spend a good 2-3 hours a day just resetting your passwords online? Not even setting them, resetting them. I love the websites where they demand you change the password, but then they just judge the new one that you're putting in. They don't even let you finish the password before just telling you how terrible they think it is. Like iTunes will be like, you gotta change your password. You're like, okay, you type an A. Weak! That's weak! What were you thinking with that password? Like, did you think that was my entire password? That's the kind of hotshot I think I am. I just stroll around with an A as my password. Go ahead, hackers. Try to get in my Downton Abbey episodes. Good luck. Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. All right.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Being a bank teller during a robbery must be incredibly stressful, but it's even worse if you're being forced to jam a huge pile of cash into one of those small tubes that are sent out the drive-thru. Get this. A 41-year-old man in Maine named Jason Arsenault has just pleaded guilty to robbing a bank through a drive-thru.
How in the heck would that even happen? Where's the
thingy? There it is. How? Okay. I mean, if you don't want to hire a getaway driver, that is pretty convenient. But anyway, the bank had one of those vacuum tube systems. Jason dropped a note in saying, car bomb. Oh, okay. No cops or alarms or we all die. $50,000 in 20s, please. The teller complied and somehow shoved all that cash into the tube. $50,000 is 2,500 $20 bills. It's unclear if it all fit at once or required multiple sends, but when Jason got the cash, he drove off. It took 6 days, but police used surveillance footage to track Jason down and arrest him. He confessed and showed police where he had hidden the loot. He's facing up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. I mean, I understand it's stupid criminals, but good Lord, there are cameras everywhere, and not just at a bank. I mean, banks are going to have billions of cameras, but I mean, at the convenience store next door, at the office building across the street, there's cameras everywhere. You people, good Lord, how do you think you're going to get away with things? Anyway, then there's this. Window washer. If you thought your Monday sucked, Jared Cooper works for a window washing company in Mobile, Alabama, called Squeegee Squad. Wait a minute. Okay, so far, our episode is Squatchy, because that's the little button on top of a baseball cap. So why don't we make the episode name Squatchy Squeegee Squad. I'm going to do that. All right, anyway. Take two. Jared Cooper works for a window washing company in Mobile, Alabama called Squeegee Squad. On Monday afternoon, he was stuck dangling from the side of a building. I said he was stuck dangling from the side of a building. Yeah. 450 feet up. His equipment malfunctioned while he was cleaning windows of Alabama's tallest building. It's the RSA Tower. It's 35 stories and 745 feet, including the spire. He was just below the 33rd floor when a piece of equipment called a descender locked up, so he couldn't go up or down. He called 911. Firefighters were there within minutes. Then, since he had plenty of time on his hands, he figured, well, why not call his mom? Her name is Charlotte Hopkins. She was at work when he called, and he said he was all casual about it. Here is Jared Cooper and his mom talking about the incident.
50-50 shot. Either it's going to lock or it's not. And when it locked, I was like, okay, well, here we go.
He calls me a lot from work, and he said, hey, mom, I'm stuck here on a ledge, and I'm just hanging out here, you know, waiting until... to see if Will will be able to get me down. And I was like, oh, okay.
We haven't had many problems out of our equipment. We've noticed things that we were trying to get replaced and haven't had the chance to.
Jared has always been kind of a daredevil, and he always, if it's a high-risk job, he's like, sign me up.
Okay. It took the fire department about an hour to hoist him up. He's okay. He called it just another day at work, and he said he's planning to get back up there on Tuesday and finish the job. What about this? Oh, here we go. We mentioned this in Not Headline News. Someone hid thousands of dollars worth of drugs inside a guitar amplifier. It was shipped to a guitar center in Georgia where the drugs were discovered by employees. The guitar center was the return address the center put on it to make it all look legit. Here's Sergeant Colin Flynn breaking it down.
In this case, we have employees that did the exactly right thing. They'll attach business logos or business return addresses on the box.
Okay. Anyway, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. A woman in Ohio named Megan Schultz is giving her old sorority sister a kidney, even though they haven't seen each other in 10 years. Jess House is a friend. Megan got tested after she saw something about her kidney search on social media. Here's the FaceTime between the two women to deliver the good news and them talking about the process.
I am a match.
No, Megan, you're not.
Yes. And I've been through all, like, the testing and everything.
Organ donation in general, I think it's such a wonderful thing, and just I'm proof that it saves a life. Megan is saving my life.
I knew her and I had met her family in college, and I just love all of them. And I had learned a bit about live donation over the years, and I'd always thought, like, wow, that's something I could do. Like, I could do that for somebody.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. You can also, if you'd like to support the United Way of Central Virginia and have a lot of fun doing it this summer, well, here is Hill City Slide, August 24th and August 25th. You can join us on Church Street between 12th and Washington. They are putting a 700-foot water slide on Church Street from the top of the hill past the YMCA all the way down to the Armory. You can log on to hillcityslide.com. Reserve your time slot and buy your tickets to enjoy this. You can go as many times during your time slot as you possibly can. And that's both Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Visit hillcityslide.com for details and to purchase your tickets. That proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. Now, while you are there, you can also walk on up the hill and visit us at Three Roads on Saturday, August 24th. It's Summer Jam 24. That is the fourth anniversary celebration of Three Roads Brewery here in Lynchburg. We've got three great bands. We've got Bigfoot County, we've got Old Town Connector, and Elizabeth Wise. They're going to be doing tunes from Woodstock, since it's also the 55th anniversary of Woodstock. That's at Three Roads, and admission to Summer Jam is absolutely positively free. It takes place outside in our parking areas between noon until. Three great bands, food trucks, all kinds of games and prizes, all kinds of fun, great beer, of course. And then we've got our shakedown vendors from the Love LYH pop-up market. They are going to be there. The punk rock flea market is going to be there as well. So it's going to be a great time. Summer Jam 24 on Saturday, August 24th. Now, one more thing that we are doing at Three Roads, and we want to check this out. This guy is freaking incredible. He is Kieran Daniel. He is an Australian musician. He's an acoustic guitar aficionado. He's one of the best in the world. This guy is touring Europe. He's heading over to Nashville, and then he's going to be joining us at Three Roads in Lynchburg Tuesday night, August the 6th. It is a free show, okay? So get out if you want to support us. But if you want to come out and hear a great night of live music, Kieran Daniel is going to be performing. between 6 and 9 p.m. for our Blues Day Tuesday at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Phenomenal music. We are bringing in some world-class entertainment, my friends, to Lynchburg, Virginia for free. It's a free show. If he would be playing, and I'm not joking around here, if he would be playing at the Academy Center of the Arts in the Historic Theater, tickets would be $40 to $100, depending, because you know how if you get a box seat or you get one of the sky boxes or whatever, and that place would probably sell out. He's going to be performing at Three Roads on August the 6th. So check out Kieran Daniel between 6 and 9. He is just phenomenal. And also, you can check him out on YouTube. Check out his music. Listen to it. It's just going to be a tremendous night. That is Tuesday, August 6th. It's Blues Day Tuesday. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?